I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. If you live near the village of East Davenport, there's a good chance you've been hearing more trains rolling through your neighborhood. In fact, you may have heard them elsewhere in Davenport, anywhere along the rail line that runs from the village to the city's northwest side. If you live outside Davenport, this probably doesn't seem out of the ordinary, trains going through train tracks. But for these residents, this particular rail line has been pretty quiet for a long time, just a couple of trains a month. But now residents are seeing and hearing several trains a day. With me to discuss this locomotive influx is Sarah Ritter. She's a new business reporter at the Quad City Times. You might remember Sarah from her time at WVIK just a couple years ago. Sarah, welcome back to the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
So why are there so many trains now?
So the reason is all the ongoing development at the Eastern Iowa Industrial Center in the northwest corner of Davenport. That's been going on for more than two decades. Plans to have a transload facility and rail service there has been going on for more than two decades. And now, finally, after investing $18.5 million in the transload facility, construction over a long period of time, trains are finally now actually in the industrial park there. Sterilite Corporation is the first company to be using the rail service, and that's exactly what the trains are for. They're going back and forth between the village of East Davenport, traveling north up Davenport to the industrial center for Sterilite, and then they travel back down.
Where about is this industrial park?
It's north of the Davenport Municipal Airport. Kind of people know the soccer complex up there. So it's kind of in that area. It's the border with Eldridge.
And what is Sterilite Corporation?
Sterilite is a plastic wares manufacturer. Plastic containers, kitchen plastic supplies, that sort of thing. They're a quiet company. They didn't talk to me for the story, but they applied for grant funding from the federal government and the state for a rail spur to support this development. And through that, I kind of learned how many train cars they expect and those sorts of numbers.
And do these trains pose a safety risk?
Well, so when you say that trains are going to increase or you're going to start seeing trains in Davenport, it's not the trains that you would imagine, you know, if you're in Kelowna or something like that, where it's dozens of train cars following and you're stuck there for minutes and minutes. It'll probably be, you know, a half dozen train cars at a time or 10 to 11. But they will go through Kimberly Road. It will cross 53rd Street. So, you know, two of the busiest roadways in Davenport. At Kimberly, it'll be kind of Eastern Avenue, like where the Walgreens is. So if you've ever driven past those train tracks, I've never seen a train there. I drive that way a lot. You might actually start seeing trains there now. It's not really, maybe not a safety concern, except in the, you know, residential areas where maybe there aren't crossing arms, there's speeding issues in the neighborhoods and that sort of thing. But you will possibly be backed up even more. And I'm sure a lot of us have experienced already sitting on those roadways for a long time, especially at like rush hour.
And it was more than two decades ago that the city of Davenport came up with this idea of the transload facility. Why is it taking this long for things to get going?
That's a good question. I think dealing with the federal government, dealing with the railroad, dealing with the state, trying to get the funding for it, and just, you know, having the stakeholders there, having, you know, the city, everything just kind of, the stars had to align. And it's, you know, it's not that all of a sudden it happened. You know, construction's been going on a long time. The transload facility was constructed in 2014. I believe it was finished the following year. It really kind of picked up after the 2008 recession. Companies started coming into the park more. You know, that those lots were being filled. And I think they just had the ownership. They had the investors. They had the tax dollars to be able to push it forward. And then really, you know, Sterilite coming in, that was a huge investment. They have a 2.6 million square foot facility there. And so that's really now finally someone actually, you know, wants to use the rail service. And their goal is to attract more companies. They're already courting companies who are already in the industrial park who might be interested in using the rail service and hopefully attracting more. So, you know, in the future, you might see more trains as well if that development picks up.
And you spoke with some residents of the village of East Davenport. Were there any interesting characters you came across?
I knocked on a lot of doors, and I didn't find anyone who hadn't lived near a railroad for less than 15 years. Everybody had been there a really long time. I interviewed people off of Eastern and Kimberly, and I interviewed people in the village of East Davenport. And what really struck out to me is that so many people were just sitting on their porches watching the railroad. And so many of them have been doing this for decades and are retired. And, you know, they really care and they watch. So many of them already knew about Sterilite and already expected trains to come. And I was just really kind of amazed at their knowledge about it and their experiences. And of course, you know, not happy that they're going to be seeing more and they're getting woken up in the middle of the night and stuff like that.
Is there anything else we should know about this?
It's not going to be a crazy traffic hazard or anything like that. The city is kind of waiting and seeing as far as how the trains impact traffic, especially on 53rd and Kimberly. They don't have a solid plan yet for that. I think it's kind of they're letting the railroad take care of that. But, you know, pay attention, notice when you notice more trains, and kind of pay attention to what's going on at the industrial center, because that might impact your commute even further in the years to come.
Thanks for your time, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Quad City Times business reporter Sarah Ritter. The rise of the Eastern Iowa Industrial Center and the uptick in train traffic is the subject of the Times' big story in the Sunday edition of the paper. You can also read it online at qctimes.com. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.